Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Joe Barker's our guest. Our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top futurists of our age, the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. New film is called Innovation at the Verge. They can find out more about that at joelbarker.com, can't they, Joe?
Yes, they can.
Including your blog and all that, so folks check that out.
And they can also go to starthrower.com if they want to find out more directly about the videos.
Starthrower.com, check that out. Joel, and we're talking about some things, folks, that are just around the corner and that are going to be part of our future, that you and I, as CEOs of our small business, these are the kinds of things that we need to be incorporating into our big picture view of where our small businesses are going. Let's leave the ground, Joe. We've been talking about things on the ground, water and light bulbs and things like that. Let's leave the ground and talk about a couple of other innovations.
Well, first of all, I wanted to be an astronaut when I was growing up, so
me
I'm
too.
Always watching for outer. You too, yep, and I'll bet a lot of people listening thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember, we put up a space station, which is, I think, close to $100 billion in investment that's up there circling around.
And it's 20th century, it's built by 20th century technology, too.
It is. It is the best of 20th century, and we are in the 21st.
That's right.
When President Obama said we're going to start incentivizing our private industry to do things, we got SpaceX, and literally Mr. Elon Musk, who also brought out the Tesla car, put up a module that, with the first time it went up, it hooked up successfully, and it's now been contracted to bring stuff up to the space station.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is going to be the Bigelow Aerospace, and I want everybody to hear this word, inflatable space station.
Wow.
I love the word. You know, you think about it.
Inflatable space station. Now, do I take a tire pump and blow this thing up, or what do I do?
Pretty much. You shrink it down. You put it on your lifting thing. It'll probably be our Titan or one of our Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
You fly it into space. You blow it up like a balloon. And it turns out, at least the NASA initial studies suggest that it may be at least as safe, maybe safer, from the small micrometeorite hits than the International Space Station itself. Here's what's so amazing about it. For $17.8 million, notice I didn't say billion.
Right.
I said $1 million.
Holy mackerel, that's not much.
That's unbelievable. They are
going to
deliver.
You can have a lot of those things up there, can you?
Well, think about this.
You could colonize with that kind of price.
Well, it is the beginning of really cheap space stations.
Yeah.
See, here's the deal. It will be 2.5 times the volume of the International Space Station that it's being taken up to.
Yeah.
Two and a half times.
See, I wanted to be an astronaut, but that was before I became claustrophobic, Joe. I don't think I could do it now. But more room, right? I mean, you got not these little
bit
of tubes going back and forth, but actually volumes of space.
And what's interesting, when they fold it down, it has all the kind of equipment interlocked, you know, almost like an origami piece.
Right.
And then when you blow it up, all the pieces unfold into their proper places.
But can you take pointed objects to this thing? Is it what if you backed into it with an ice pick or something? What happened?
If you can, it's pretty thick walled, actually.
Okay, good.
If you can handle a micrometeorite, you can handle it.
Exactly.
An accidental poke.
What about this airship demonstrator?
Oh, this is the last thing on the list, and it's really kind of clue.
The old becomes new again.
Yes, and this group that's bringing this out has designed it such that for the first time they can stop there, drop vertically, straight down, anchor themselves. They don't have to have a remote crew. They anchor themselves, unload, and it doesn't change the balance of it, and they can take off again. And so what they're saying is
this is a dirigible, basically.
That's right. Helium-filled. It's rigid so that it can move against the wind, because, you know, a blimp bends.
Right.
That. And this one is half the size. The full size, if the demonstrator works, and we'll know within a month.
Right.
The full sized one will be able to lift 66 tons.
Wow.
And remember, most of that.
And what would it be used for? Just for commercial work, probably.
Delivery all over the world.
Ah, slow moving. Yeah, 66 tons. That's a lot. That carried a lot of stuff that would have to go on a ship, otherwise.
Exactly.
A lot faster passage.
Well. And so we are now adding to our transportation fleet with this.
Good
technology.
Job with these great reports, Joel. Thank you so much for bringing it to them, to our attention. Where are you looking forward to your next visit?
Talk to you in a month.
Thank you, Joel Barker. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to wrap it up for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.